RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by Finley Roofing.
Let's go, baby! Let's go!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah! It's time for the road to the college football playoff.
I think it's great. That's really good.
On Dukes and Bell.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's talk to our buddy Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. You read him as well in the AJC.com. And as the Dogs get ready for their playoff game, the news today, and I want to get your thoughts on this, Mike, because I know you cover college football. Kyle Whittingham hired as the new Michigan coach, 5-year deal. Long time at Utah, but we kept thinking maybe Kalen DeBoer might be the guy, and they were just waiting it out. What do you make of this hire?
Well, I mean, I think it's a solid hire. You know, I think you're hiring somebody with a great reputation. That's done it for a long time and built a solid program. I think integrity comes to mind and toughness, and I think that's kind of what Michigan's aiming for with their program image. And so I think under the circumstances, that's probably about the best hire they could have made.
I mean, could beggars not be choosers in this situation?
Well, Michigan doesn't have to beg now. You know, having lived there, and I went to Michigan State, but listen, there's a lot of resources there. It's a global institution. Ann Arbor is an incredible city. There's a lot to like about U of M. And, you know, I do think Kalen DeBoer would have been the pie in the sky guy. Like, I think so much of him. I think he's fantastic. I probably was number one on their wish list. I don't know, you know, how Kalen's going to fare in that long shadow that Nick Saban casts. I think it's hard to be the next guy. This seems like this would have been a good jump-off point for him, but the fact that he's staying and talking to people in the business, they feel like that Kalen DeBoer is just a guy with a lot of integrity that wants to, you know, not leave after just 2 years, not jump jobs. That's not who or what he is. So I think he's, he's making this decision with both eyes wide open, though, that's for sure.
Coming up, we will talk about the Hawks who do play tonight and tomorrow down at State Farm Arena. Stay tuned here on Dukes and Bell. All right, Mike, let me ask you about this pass rush. Is it being overstated for Georgia going up against Ole Miss and what they've done and what they've been able to accomplish in the six games, what, since they had 8 sacks? I think they picked up 12. I think they have 20 on the season. I don't know if that number sounds overwhelming, but does this pass rush thing play into how you feel like this game may be determined?
Well, it's a matter of circumstance, right? So the one part of development, I mean, you've always had some talented guys there that needed to get better. We know that at the start of the year this was a young roster, and Kirby Smart talked about coaching up the bottom of the roster, and we've seen this team grow and mature. But I think a couple things. One, you know, the offense has been scoring more points in the first half. I mean, for a while there, remember, there was a stat where they – trailed in like 10 out of 11 games, 10 of their last 11 games against teams from Power Four conferences going back to last year. So they were falling behind early, and when teams are leading, they don't need to throw the ball. So there's not as many pass rush situations. So one, the Georgia offense has kind of stirred and started, you know, scoring more points in the first half of some of these games. And that's put the other team in more of a mode to throw. And then, two, you know, I feel like Ellis Robinson IV has just really emerged. I think the secondary is really grown up. And, you know, now that your secondary is playing better and with more confidence, I think you can play more man-to-man coverage. And when you do that, you know, you can take more chances with your pressure package. So it's not as simple as, well, the pass rusher's got it going. It was more situations to pass rush and a better back end where you felt, you know, like you could take more chances with man coverage and bring extra pressure up front.
I know we were kind of wringing our hands as Mike Griffith joins us from Dog Nation about Drew Bobo being out for the SEC Championship. And I thought Malachi Tolliver did a really nice job. We know that Ole Miss gets a healthy edge rusher back. We'll talk about that in a second. But how concerned are you? Are you over it now that Georgia's line is going to handle it and is solidified and is good to go?
Well, I mean, it's game by game. And obviously, you know, Malachi did a good job against Alabama. You know, Alabama was missing LT Overton, but he still had Tim Keenan there, and Georgia did a really nice job. But, you know, they had some momentum plays early. You know, they had the blocked punt that gave them a very short field to get the lead, and then Dalen Everett made a really incredible interception. So, again, another short field. So they kind of had that field position going for them where, you know, they didn't need to have long, sustained scoring drives early. And, you know, once they got that two-touchdown cushion, it's a different game, right? It's like, you know, once you take that other guy's Rook and Bishop, you know, that chess game looks a little different. And that's what it's like playing with the lead. It's not impossible for a team to come back, but certainly it's more challenging. So it's a game-by-game thing. And, you know, we saw it last year. I mean, Georgia kind of survived the season and then lost Carson Beck, and you know, they were just kind of a beat-up team that kind of hobbled down there to New Orleans, and now this feels a lot different. This team feels like it's peaking and on a roll. So, I think there's everyone's appetite's wet for a pretty strong Georgia performance.
Do you think that Gunner has a repeat performance? I thought he really stepped up in that first contest. Listen, the circumstances may be different this game, but Georgia can't have another slow start like they did at home, you know, in Athens against this Ole Miss team. But tell me what your thoughts and your expectations are for Gunner.
Well, you know, you look at Gunner's numbers, and, you know, he hasn't thrown an interception when they've trailed in a game. I think he's hit 87% of his passes in the fourth quarter. You know, his third and fourth down, he's really clutch. But to your point, you need to see that now that we're in the playoffs, you need to see that for four quarters. You know, Pete Golding, you know, he's the head coach now. I think this Ole Miss team will play a little bit more complementary football, and I think that helps their defense. I don't know if it comes at the expense of their offense. We'll see. It's kind of hard to judge that Tulane game. You know, I think the biggest thing was, you know, seeing Lacey come out twice with an injury and wondering where he'll be at. And, you know, they say it's a bruised shoulder. It's a tough injury to have for a running back. Will he be close to 100%? I don't know, but that's going to be really important because they're going to need to be able to get that run game going and find some balance. You know, like you guys said, you know, they scored touchdowns on their first five possessions, and they were up by two scores going into the fourth quarter. Now, Georgia actually scored on all their possessions, but
right,
except the last one, but they had to kick a couple field goals, and so they got behind. So it'll be a different game. I think Georgia's much improved. I think Ole Miss does have a lot to play for. So I think you're going to see two really inspired football teams and probably a pretty good football game.
Right. And we're just saying, Mike Griffith, how does Golden handle some of those moments? How would Lane, you know, handle it? How does he handle it? Maybe pedal to the metal, be aggressive. I said to Carl last week, because I was getting texts from all Ole Miss fans reminding me that Princely Umemelin was not in the game for Georgia. He was out for the game in Athens, and this guy's got 8 sacks on the season. So that'd be a release the hounds. I mean, got to protect Gunner. I mean, is Gunner going to throw the ball 30 times or more?
Depends on the circumstance, right? The best way to protect your quarterback is with a good run game. So it's going to be really important that, you know, Georgia wins in the trenches. You know, we talked about the Bobo injury, and, you know, they may need to drive a couple long fields, and they need to take care of the football. Can't really turn it over. They have run the ball better this year. They made a concerted effort. I think you look at Kirby and, you know, really ingenious, you know, the way he was able to just know exactly what this team needed to be in March. He knew exactly where the team needed to be, and he really demanded it and, you know, really raised the bar. And the guys have met a lot of those expectations. But again, it's a new season. And, you know, we know how much things can change. I mean, we saw it last year with the teams that had a bye, and I don't think any of them won. And did those coaches solve that, right? Did they adjust it? I guess Dan Lanning didn't have a bye this time. The Ducks came out and, you know, ran over James Madison. I guess, you know, Georgia, they're the team that has a bye again. I'm trying to, Ohio State didn't have a bye. They had to play early last year. I don't know. Is Georgia the only team that had a bye last year that has a bye this year? They might be. Indiana didn't. Ohio State didn't. Georgia did, and then Texas Tech did. So, yeah, Georgia's really the only team that's had a bye 2 years in a row, so we'll have to see how Kirby addresses it this time around.
And, you know, Mike, we didn't really spend much time on it this week, but, you know, Kirby losing his dad, you know, the weirdness of the, you know, the guy driving down Bourbon Street, you know, and the lockdown, the game being pushed back. I mean, there were just so many elements. Notre Dame came out, then out-physicaled, the Bulldogs. It just seems like there was, I mean, I'm not saying they handled the circumstances better, but it was just a bizarre week.
It was dark, you know, a very dark time in American history with the terrorist attack. And then, as you mentioned, the, you know, Kirby's father taking that ball and ultimately passing. I mean, it was tough, you know, and then you had, 54 seconds there where you, you know, Notre Dame kicks a field goal, there's a strip sack, and then the next play a touchdown, and then another
special teams,
field? Yeah, and then the kick return for a touchdown. This all happened in 54 seconds, you know, that Notre Dame scores 17 points. They won the game 23 to 10, right? So they get 17 of their points in 54 seconds. You know, and don't forget, Georgia on their opening drive was inside the 10. And, you know, receiver misses a block and, you know, ETN gets blindsided. If Georgia scores a touchdown, who knows what this conversation is like right now. But even still, even after all of those other things, even with that being Gunner's first start. So, and give Notre Dame credit, they had a really good game plan. And, in fact, I think they set a record for the fewest total yards by a winning team. So they were very
conservative,
efficient with their scoring. So it's a different scenario, different game, but it is the same location, and it probably will feel a bit eerie down there, I would say.
Mike, my guess is you like the Dogs to beat Ole Miss in this game?
I do. I think right now the way George is playing and, you know, doing that deep dive into metrics and writing that for, you know, AJC.com, when you look at these numbers that Gunner's put up on fourth down, on third down, in the fourth quarter, when trailing, they're better than the Heisman finalists.
Right.
You know, I know Georgia doesn't do Heisman Trophy campaigns. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But I really wonder if the Heisman Trophy voters would have had those numbers in front of them. Now, I don't think Gunnar Stockton would have won the award, to be clear. But do I think he's a more worthy finalist, you know, than Ohio State freshman quarterback, who, don't get me wrong, is a very good quarterback, but he lost his championship game.
Right.
Gunner won his.
That's right.
So I'm not sure where the disconnect is. Same thing with the ranking. I mean, no, I don't think anybody at Georgia is going to complain about the draw. But I was confused as to why Ohio State was ranked ahead of Georgia after they lost in their league championship game. You know, both teams played Texas, and Ohio State won 14-7, and Georgia won 35-10.
Right.
Couldn't figure that one out. So, but it doesn't matter. I think
here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Look at this 18 bracket. I think we all feel like, okay, this is solid. These are probably the best 8 teams. And, now we got 4 really legit playoff games coming up.
Mike Griffith, appreciate you, man. Happy New Year, and appreciate your help on the show and all that you offer. Make sure you read him, DogNationAJC.com. Follow him on social media. Mike, take care, man. We appreciate you.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.